Time for Puck Off. Frazier Smith here. Joe Bartnik over there. What's going on, buddy?
Things are good, man. Things are good. Feeling good.
Are you feeling better?
Even my landlord's like, well, you're smiling. So, yeah.
So you did pay rent.
Yeah. The undercarriage feels good. And it's a rivalry Wednesday.
Man, it sure
is, man. Taping this on Wednesday. So, hey, the Flyers can still make the playoffs. April Fools.
I was waiting for that because I knew they couldn't.
Yeah, well, you're up. Yeah, you're up. Yeah. Everyone knows they can't. That's what makes it – well, probably means Ronaldo go crazy and decapitate somebody.
Well, that's going to happen.
But he would do that anyway.
Yeah.
But at least it's a real rivalry. At least it's not like this like, oh, they played one 17 years ago and it's a creation of NBC. No, pure hatred.
Yeah.
And the people are still – they're on me already, you know, Cindy. So my new one is Claudia.
That's pretty good
for Claude Lemieux.
Sure.
He whines more than anybody. Yeah. But you know, and we'll have plenty of time to bash the Penguins over the next 6 months because I know it's coming. But there was an interest an interesting stat though that of the inner stats, the nouveau math. That Sid and Gino number one, Sid number two, most points per 60 minutes in hockey.
Is that right?
Yeah. And here's my other point about that is when people say, oh, they're underachievers, they don't win enough. Jágr and Mario only won two cups, right?
Yeah.
And they've and Sid and Gino have never played with anyone near Ron Francis, Larry Murphy,
true.
Paul Coffey, Slippery Rock, Joey Mullen, 500 goals. You know, I mean, even like Kevin Stevens, play with Kevin Stevens.
Yeah.
They've had a good goaltender.
That's true.
But other than that, it's been them against the world. So,
well, yeah.
That's all. And it's all going to come down to in 2 years, they're going to play the outdoor game at Penn State.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
It's the Civil War.
Yeah, man,
I know there's football games called the Civil War, but that really will be.
That's unhappy valley. That's what's going
to happen. There you go. Yeah. Now our mistress is
in a little bit of trouble.
A little bit of trouble. How do you feel, sir?
Well, you know what? I thought they had a great start to that last road trip. You know, they beat the Rangers, beat the Isles. They had a nice little run going there. Then they lose to Minnesota.
Yes.
On the way back home. They never should have stopped in Minnesota. you know, the Wild, I mean, you know.
Devin Dubnyk, fell for
Dubnyk
the letter. They
awesome
tugged your heartstrings.
Man.
Yeah.
He's an awesome player. They're talking about him as an MVP.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's very good. But the Kings needed that game. I thought that was one they didn't. And then they lost to Chicago.
Yeah.
And Chicago's going to beat you. I mean, I'm not, you know, if you lose to Chicago,
yeah.
Okay. But I think they should have won that game in Minnesota, and Minnesota just
it would have helped. It would have really helped. I think that when they were on the roll, they could have really helped themselves, gave Minnesota a scare.
Yeah.
People have been all week. You're going to talk about Minnesota the whole time. Hey, I give credit where credit's due. I mean, Dubnyk, Jesus.
Oh, man, he's great. And, you know, yeah. And I know I like a lot of their players, but that's a game.
Nito Niedermeyer scoring some big goals.
Yeah,
you got Kovu scoring.
They got some good players on that team,
yeah.
but that's a game the Kings needed, and usually the MO for the Kings is they win the one they need to win.
Yeah, it's,
but they didn't that time.
You know, I think, you know, I mean, I'm rooting for them, obviously. It's almost
there's
like
what,
they
nine
start,
games left?
Is seven or six.
Seven games?
It's almost like they just started a little too late.
Well, yeah.
A little bit, and no one suspected the Calgary Flames organization
to be as solid as they are.
Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, they won out because the Sharks are no good or not in it this year, so they got that spot opened up. But then Vancouver, who was on the even, you know, was going to be right there. I mean, they've stepped up.
We never saw them having this good of a year.
This good a year. So they took a spot, and then you got Calgary took a spot.
Yep.
So,
and Calgary's played well.
You know, but then you think, like, who would have thought Dallas would, you know, be not there and the Avalanche be not there. So it's the Kings just – I was thinking about my mistress. She's kind of like that girlfriend right now that looks really good on paper. Oh, she's this, she's that, yeah. She's what you want. And then, but in reality, it's kind of not.
There's something that's not working.
Something's not coming together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
I think that's fair to say. And I think what else you just said is true, too. They waited a little too long this time. You know, that's their MO. They wait till the last minute and then they kick it into gear.
Yeah.
But I think maybe a little too late this time.
A little too late.
Still a shot for them to get in. But I'll tell you what, they got a little help from the Rangers last night beating Winnipeg.
Yes, they did.
That was a big one for them because
they need the
other guys to lose.
And TJ Miller's neck is helping them out a lot, too, because Byfuglien, you saw the cheap shot Byfuglien hit him. Basically, TJ Miller was laying down and Byfuglien cross-checked him in the neck. So he has a meeting with, Shanny's new, whoever took Shanahan's job.
So Big Buff's got to go.
Big Buff's going to miss a couple
a
games. And he made the Goon of the Week he's in the Goon of the Week even before that for some other shenanigans.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He's losing his mind at very bad times.
Yeah.
Big
Buff. But I'm glad for our mistress.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We need the point. That's who we're up against.
I'll tell you who's not, who kind of stomped on my hero last night. My new hero stomped on my old hero was, Milan Lucic.
Lucic coming through.
The dagger.
Coming
on
through.
On Jaromir Jagr. The dagger last night.
Wow.
Lucic. Did you see that?
But I saw he got the winning.
You saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
you don't have to watch, Nesson like me, Frege.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to see Lucic.
And Jack Edwards. But,
Boston's got, they're going to get in, I think.
Oh, I think they went a long way to, because Florida, I thought, is the team that, Ottawa won last night. They're not going away. But I don't know, with throwing Anderson in there and Anderson kind of, letting his team way down. You let the rookie Hamburglar came in and stole everything, won all those games for you, and then you put Anderson in. Hamburglar got a twinge, and then Anderson lost a couple. But I guess Ottawa doesn't play Boston anymore.
Yeah.
So that's hard to catch people when you're not playing.
That's the thing.
But I was just like, oh.
Kings have a game against Calgary, by the way.
Yeah, they do. But I was just like, the Florida looked good. It was looking good last night. And then, Jagr's literally carrying the Hubador. Teaching the young kids. And, because their number one center, Bustad's hurt. They're playing with the one Russian kid at center. Maybe they're playing with Bustad. Let me get this right. They're playing with Barkov. It's Barkov, Hubador, and Jagr. Are the number one line now. And Bootstat was playing great. And he got hurt. He's a bad back, which knock on wood, for any kid that's good, you don't want to have a bad back.
No.
That's the worst thing
that's
to have.
Bad. Well, it's because it keeps coming back.
But you saw Jagr a couple nights ago. He had that one. He did the wraparound. Yep. He said, I never thought I could do that.
That's like the old Jagr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fun.
He's still a fun player to watch.
Yeah. I mean,
And Florida had a good year. I mean, they really did. They surprised me. They played real well.
They're still in my. I didn't throw them off the bracket. On the cheat sheet. I kept them in the.
Yeah.
They still have a chance. And at top of the stick too. I'll tell you, your friend and mine, the Czar.
Yeah.
Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Come 50 on, man. Goals.
Six seasons of 50
Six
goals.
Six seasons in a row.
Yeah.
Now, for those not keeping score at home, two guys have scored. Over 50 for 9 seasons, and that's they're number 99, and Mike Bossy.
Yeah, Bossy. I was going to say.
Yeah,
it's probably the other one. Yeah.
So then, take a guess.
Pretty good company.
Oh yeah. So then only one, two, three. So only four guys have come in. Have had six or more. I've had six.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So do you want to take? Did you cheat or you want to take?
No,
a guess?
No, I didn't. I didn't look. Let me see. Should I take a guess?
Take
okay.
a guess.
How?
No.
No. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. I don't know.
Mario Lemieux.
Lemieux. Okay.
Marcel Dion.
Really?
Yes. Ovechkin, and the original flower, Guy Lafleur.
Guy Lafleur. Okay.
So that is some. You are talking
the best skater I ever saw.
he was kind of like Michael. He was kind of like Dr. J in the 70s. Like, he was kind of like the coolest dude in hockey.
Yeah, he was.
The flower.
That guy was really good.
He was really good.
Wow. I mean, he stood out.
Yeah. No, he was in rod hockey. It was always the Canadians and the Islanders, and there was always Guy Lafleur. He was an amazing player.
So those are your guys that had 56 seasons with 50.
Six seasons in a row, yeah. And all that's right. It. That's the list. Two have nine and four have six, if I do my numbers correctly.
And
yes.
Bossy and Gretzky at the top.
Bossy and Gretzky at the top, yeah. So do you think Ovechkin got three more in him?
No.
No.
I think he's got two more.
Two more. And then what you're saying?
Because his style is pretty hardcore.
Yeah, he's been a durable guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty tough guy. But I don't know. I mean, nine's a lot.
Nine. Well, you're in rarefied air.
Yeah. 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 But I was, you know, let's give a tip of the stick for getting there this year.
Oh, absolutely.
He's had an awesome year.
Absolutely.
And the next closest guys, I think, got 40 goals. So,
yeah.
You know, he's done well. Yeah, and he's just had a real good year. I think he changed up his style a little bit. He didn't take those, like you used to get on him for taking those cheap, he'd take a run at somebody when he didn't need to.
Right.
And he's sort of calmed down on that.
He has.
He's playing smart.
Yes.
And playing a little D.
He's playing a little D. He's back checking, yeah. And he's got that team where it should be.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yeah. They've had a good year.
You know, it's like.
And it's really on his back.
Yeah. And, you know, he's done it for real this year. He hasn't cakewalked through the Southeast Division. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, you know.
Well, you know. Southeast Division is playing well.
Well, nowadays it would be pretty tough. But
yeah.
And then
Florida's doing great this year. And,
you know, to get back, and we'll bring it up with Corey Hirsch. He'll be on in a couple minutes. To get it back to, you know, Bobby Lou, Roberto Luongo had to stop that shot by Luch last night. I mean, it wasn't exactly Bobby Hall.
Well,
I mean, I love Luch, but I mean, you know,
no,
you got to make that for the season.
You should have made that.
For the season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your season. Yeah.
For the season, you got
to
make that save.
And Luch, of course, comes through when he has to.
Yeah.
That's what he's good at.
I think
many teams would love to have that guy.
He really picked it up this month.
Yeah.
He just put the
key. He wasn't having his best year.
No.
And
people are like, you know, they want to, you know, Pastor Nick is in Boston. He's the new Cam Neely now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's the new hero. But, you know, why is he playing so good? Because Eric is Luch. So he's on Luch's line. I'm taking nothing away from the kid. But, you know,
Pastor Nick's great. But you know what? Luch is the guy that gets it done when you need it.
Yeah.
That's what I think is so valuable.
He really does score or get a big assist or big. He knows when to turn the freight train on.
Yeah, he does. That's why he's.
And Tuukka played pretty good last night, too. Tuukka's playing hockey.
Tuukka's a great player.
That's why it's like Boston's trying to pull the Kings. Deal, trying to show up late.
Now Tuukka had
show up late. To
yeah,
the
they are. That's what they're doing.
And the other thing that's
now,
amazing.
Now Tuukka had an incident with dehydration. What was that all about? He,
I don't know. He went out and partied hard for. Well, you know, I guess the same partying, thing might have happened to Sid. But I, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of even against using concussions as an excuse not to play. So I don't know. I don't think dehydrated is an excuse in that, right?
He just needs a bigger water bottle to put on top of the net.
Yeah. I mean, you're the original six. What do you think dehydration's?
Dehydration can get you, but for hockey players, they're usually playing with all kinds of injuries at this time.
Yeah, and all kinds
you know,
of, I mean,
you
I mean,
know, so.
That's why they invented the morning skate.
Yeah,
so they would keep drinking until 5 in the morning.
Yeah, the
morning. It was an afternoon game, though. But knowing that their backup is horrible. Like, that's the thing. Their backup is horrible.
No, you got to keep T. Raskin.
Yeah, you got to call a timeout and give him a Gatorade.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Because you're right, because you need him now.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Now, I wanted to ask you about a guy that everybody's talking about that they say is the best player since Sid to come into the draft, Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid, yeah. That's why literally Arizona beat Buffalo in Buffalo, and they cheered.
You know what?
That's how important Connor McDavid is.
They were showing a Buffalo bar on SportsCenter last night, and the Buffalo bar was cheering for Arizona. It was unbelievable.
Well, because in Buffalo, the Buffalo players were all mad because they won in overtime, and the Buffalo crowd went nuts. Arizona. You know, as someone who won the lottery, for Crosby, literally, and I jumped the highest I've ever jumped in my life, probably tore an Achilles. And then tanked for Lemieux. I agree with the Buffalo fans.
You know what?
McDavid's going to help that team.
Well, you know, it's funny. You're right. And they're right. And I was listening to them talk because they interviewed a bunch of them. And they're hardcore fans. They love the Sabres.
Suffered more than Buffalo fans and Sabre fans.
Well, yeah. And they would never root against their team.
Yeah.
No one would. But they're doing it because they want this guy. And how good is he?
He's very good.
They say he's the best since Sid.
Yeah. He's the best since Sid. And he's a little bit more got a little bit more flash in his game too, a little bit more flashy from what I've seen.
And one guy can turn around a franchise.
One guy can absolutely turn around a franchise.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Well, you know, it was funny because I was watching the Lakers and the Sixers the other night, and you know, the announcers were saying, "Wow, bad time for the Lakers to start winning."
Right. Well, I found it ridiculous that Lindback, who couldn't stop a beach ball when he was playing for Dallas this year, went to Buffalo, stopping every puck. It's like, what are you doing?
Not now, dude.
Not,
you know.
The good thing is for Buffalo.
But do you tank on purpose, I guess, is what I was trying to get at.
I think I don't think the players do, but the GM can. By that I mean, you don't bring up like the Penguins. They sent down like their number one goaltender at the time, and
right,
you know, you just kind of finagle maybe, you know, that way. But you can't. You don't
do
want
you,
the.
Do you arrest a few guys?
Yeah, stuff like that. You don't want the on ice. You want the guys on the ice
to play hard. Yeah,
but you just kind of shorthand them.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. And would you do that as a GM?
Oh, for Connor McDavid, I would.
To get that guy?
Yeah, but you got to do it. You know, you don't do
it.
You
got to do it subtly.
Yeah, you do it subtly.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. And then you just say, oh, look, the good thing for them is that the rule was set up that no matter what, who finishes last will go second if they don't go first. And Jack Eichel is a very good player.
I saw that, too, that he's
not
exactly.
He's not as good as Connor McDavid. But he's
good.
But he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. So that's and that'll go a long way. You just want hope in Buffalo. Because here's Buffalo. They had the great Lindy. You know, they were good for a long time. They had a great goaltender, obviously Hasek, maybe the best ever.
Yep.
Then they get screwed by Captain Kangaroo's Dallas Stars with the skate in the crease when they scored the goal. Brett Hall skate was there.
Right.
I guess they had to catch a plane or whatever. They said, no, let the goal count. And they've kind of never been back to that level since. And then they got rid of Lindy Ruff. It's become a circus.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. A once proud franchise
Now owned by like a trillionaire that will get good.
Well, yeah. You'll get good if you got a trillionaire.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get the guys.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they actually say he's in the they're in the Babcock sweepstakes because of how much money he has.
I didn't even want to hear about that.
I wouldn't either, but I'm just making that's new. It is news. Speaking of news, should we talk to the great Corey Hirsch?
Yeah, let's talk to Corey Hirsch.
Hey, bud, what's going on?
Oh, we're just doing our show, having a great day. Great day for hockey. And how are you?
Awesome.
Ah, good.
Awesome. You were looking good on the mothership Saturday night. I saw you.
You know what? It's a lot of fun. I got to admit, it's probably one of the best things I've done. It's good guys, and it's you know what? They have their set too is you know, stated. I mean, it's phenomenal. The set, the stuff that they can do with the set is crazy.
Yeah, it's a cool look.
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Did we lose him?
Did we lose him?
No, I got you.
Oh, cool. There he is. He's back. He's a hockey player.
Yeah, there he is. You can't keep him out.
Hey, Corey, first thing I want to ask you, because I was listening to Butch Goring kind of took a shot at our guy Mrazek on well, he just said that he thinks his helmet comes off too much. It comes off. It comes off. Yeah, he said it.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, because I watch a lot of Red Wings games, and I didn't really notice it, but I was wondering if you noticed it, or the trickery, if you've ever done it, or if guys do kind of throw the mask off, and if whatever, if you think the league should maybe have a Butch was basically saying the league should have a talk to him.
Yeah, you know what? I've never noticed that with him. I'm gonna look for it now, though.
but
you know, I mean, guys. Some guys have little tricks and stuff. I never did. I was the idiot that just kept playing. You know.
What is the ruling on that? Do you stop play?
You got to stop play right away because you know the guy gets hit in the head. He's gonna end up freaking dead.
Yeah,
100 mile an hour slap shot to the head is gonna kill him. So I believe that it's you know it's. But why I think what you know if that's what they want to if. If that's what some guys want to do, you know, you could turn it into a 2-minute penalty or you could, you know, or something, or he gets a warning, you know, and if it happens continually, well, then, you know, then the league has to deal with it. It could be a fine.
Yeah.
And you would have to do something.
Yeah, because I do watch a lot of Detroit games, and it was just kind of funny. Like, I didn't really notice it, but for Butch to kind of fire the shot, I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. Now, and it looks like Babcock is shown more, like, the big games, he plays Mrazek now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're obviously very happy with Jimmy Howard. I mean, he's been absolutely awful, to be honest, in the last...
Yep.
God, probably 2 months since he's come back. I think his average is up over 3.75. The save percentage is like in the 860s. So I don't know what's going on there. I know they're giving up more shots. I don't know if the issue is that or if he's just struggling. I mean, Mrazek was pretty good last night, but they still gave up. I think they got almost double outshot by an Ottawa team, which, you know, isn't supposed to be as good as Detroit.
Yeah, well, and Jimmy Howard has not played well since he came back. Do you think he could still be injured, or is that just you lose your rhythm when you're out that long? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody goes through a period of their career when things don't go well. You know, and it's only been really 2 months for Jimmy Howard. I mean, it's not like this has been an ongoing thing. I mean, he's going to have to figure out what it is that's you know, that's bothering him. Maybe it is the injury. I'm not sure. Maybe he's limited in his mobility and other things. We can only speculate, but I know that every goalie goes through that at some point in their career and they have to, you know, they have to figure out a way to turn it around.
It's tough for him because he's, you know, in a crucible and he's got a young kid playing really well. He can't work it out in November.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah. No question.
Corey, we were talking a while ago about Connor McDavid, who looks like the number one pick in the draft. And do you know, what can you tell us about him?
Well, obviously, with Connor McDavid, I mean, his stock is extremely high. He's a very high-skilled, talented player. You know, what else can I say about him? He sees plays that are like two or three plays ahead. There's very few guys that... have that ability. They just see the ice better than everybody else. And if I could explain it properly, I could have been one of those players maybe, but maybe that's why I wasn't. Right. They just have that extra vision that they just see the game differently than some other players do. And that's what makes them a really high end talent. So, you know, the Michael Jordan, the guys like that, the Peyton Manning, they just see the game at a whole different level than other people do. He's one of those types of players that can do that.
And that's true. He's highly valued at this point. And, you know, we were talking about the Sabre fans actually rooting against the Sabres so they could get the pick.
And then I went on TV and I said, I hope they don't get the pick because they're rooting against the Sabres. And then my Twitter blew up.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on that? It happens in every sport. You know, it's happening in basketball right now, too, as the season winds down. The lower teams are you know, kind of, you know, battling it out to get that ping pong ball in the draft. What are your feelings about tanking intentionally or semi-intentionally? What do you think about that to try to get a pick?
I, I don't like it from the standpoint that if you were a fan and you paid this money to watch a team play and you got season tickets, wouldn't you want your money back? Like, aren't you supposed to, isn't the team have an obligation to put the ice the best team that they can? That's kind of the way that I would view it. I mean, if I was a fan, but I can understand from the owner's point of view.
That's kind of what I was saying, Corey. Like, I think that the players on the ice, I want to bust their butt. But I think if the GM can maybe, you know, put someone in the minors or, you know, maybe finagle it that way, I think is a little bit, you know, kind of like what the Penguins did to get Mario and everything. I'm sure you watched the game last night and between the Boston and Florida and my man crush Luch put the dagger into Jaromir Jagr's heart last night. What did you think? What do you think about Roberto Luongo? I mean, he's kind of always been a great guy, but he always kind of seems to not make that big save that you really need. You know, where do you think history is going to, you know, fall on Roberto Luongo?
Yeah, Roberto hasn't won a Stanley Cup. I think he is a great goalie. Obviously, like everybody said, that he's got a couple of gold medals, which is pretty nice to have. I think with that Florida team, I don't think that they really had a realistic chance. And we all think that they've done a lot better than what they actually should have. Really, I mean, even in position to fighting for a playoff spot is ridiculously unbelievable because of what they had at the start of the year. So if anything, he's in a good spot, you know, he's no pressure, and that's the way he likes to play at Florida. So I'm sure he'll end up having a few more good seasons.
Now, the Kings, Corey, had a great start to their last road trip. They beat the Rangers. They beat a couple of teams, big teams back east, and then they lost two in a row to Minnesota and Chicago. Do the Kings get into the playoffs?
Well, and that's the crazy thing right now is if you would ask me that a week ago, I'd be like, yep, Kings are in, Flames are out. Now, if you ask me today, I'm going to say, no, Kings aren't going to make it, Flames are going to get in.
Right,
you know,
right.
Two games from now, it might be completely different because now Winnipeg's in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah,
Dustin Byfuglien's going to get suspended here. So, if I had my best guess, I would still think the Kings are going to make it just based on talent and the fact they have veteran players that know how to win.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just, they'll probably have to do it off of Winnipeg now. It's like this year just seems like no one, I mean, Calgary's kind of, you know, we thought that the Sharks would be there, but they fell, so that kind of helps the Kings. But then Vancouver was maybe on the line. They're having a great season.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Calgary's kind of the team that's kind of pushing them, you know. And it's like they almost started a little too late this year. But we'll have to see.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to wait and see how that goes. But Calgary's a team that surprised everybody. I mean, nobody expected that.
Yeah, they did.
In that position right now. So it's pretty cool to see, though. They got a pretty good race out west.
It's a great race, and Calgary plays the Kings in a couple games here.
Well, why do you think's happening with St. Louis right now? They seem, I mean, like another team like 2 weeks ago, everyone was like, "Well, this could be their year." And I mean, Tarasenko's hurt, but he should be back. But what's going on there? You kind of have inside knowledge.
Yeah, I think the season, it's a long season. I wouldn't worry too much about what's going on in St. Louis. I still think they have a good team. I still think they have ability to win. I'd be nervous of any team in that conference, but their division is not easy. Their division has Nashville, Chicago, Winnipeg, Dallas. Like, that's a tough division. So they might even end up having to play the Chicago Blackhawks in the first round, which, you know, almost isn't fair.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I thought that they would almost have the incentive where I think a lot of teams, I mean, I think like the Penguins, the Islanders, the Capitals, I think a lot of teams kind of took the foot off the gas, maybe the Preds, just like, we're in kind of the dull days of, you know, the 82-game season. But I thought the St. Louis would be energized to, like, have to catch the Predators, you know, kind of like knowing this might be their year, and who wants to see, you know, Taves and Kane you know, April 15th.
No kidding. Well, they still might. I mean, Nashville's not exactly lighting the league on fire either, so we'll wait and see what happens there.
And now, regarding Winnipeg, you know, Corey, you mentioned it is a long season, and I've heard people say, of course, they're losing Buff now from the suspension, but at a bad time for them. But also, people have been saying they look tired. Can you see a team sort of looking tired at this time of year?
Yeah, I think so. I think teams really, you know, can be really taxing. The travel is expensive. The games are obviously, you know, are hard battles. It's a hard hitting game, and the strong survive. That's why when you do win a Stanley Cup, you have to give your hats off to that team because of what they've gone through. So, with the Kings and Chicago and those teams, what they've gone through to win is absolutely insane. I think it's the toughest trophy to win in all of sports. 7-4, 7-game series, and, you know, complete battles. So, I guess with Winnipeg, we'll just have to wait and see how they fare through this Buffalo suspension.
Who right now? I don't want to put you on the spot, but you know, because I watched Aaron Ekblad last night, and for a 19-year-old defenseman, I mean, he looks like Ray Bourque. And then, you know, and Phil Forsberg kind of slowed down; he's picking it up again, but he kind of took a break. Who's your rookie of the year, or is it Hamburglar?
I'm going to have to go with Johnny Gaudreau in Calgary.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot about Johnny Hockey. Yeah, look at that.
And he's
that,
having a great month.
That's
too.
Why we bring in the great Corey Hurt.
Corey knows.
For his size and what he continues to bring to that team, crazy. Like, they've just way overachieved what anybody thought they could do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the second best line in hockey right now.
It very well could be. I mean, and it's not like they're getting matchups where they're playing against the team's worst players. Like, they're getting the team's best players on the other side that they have to defend against.
How great has Monahan come through, too? I mean, you talk about he turned into a real top-notch center.
He's 20 years old. I mean, he has 28 or 29 goals right now. Which is
playing tough, ridiculous. Tough minutes in the West where you're going up against Kopitar, Getzlaf. I mean, the names are, you know, the who's who of
absolutely. You're not going up against the fourth line. Like, you're playing against the top line every night against good players. So for him to be able to do that is ridiculous.
And going back to Johnny Hockey for a second.
That's Frazier's guy.
Well, I love him, yeah. But I noticed that he was drafted 104th overall. And, you know, that happens in a lot of sports, though, where you have a guy that's – I mean, people knew of him and knew that he was good, but they don't maybe get drafted in the top 10, and then they pan out to be the best.
Yeah, you know what? The draft is it's a tricky thing. After your first top three picks, it's really, you know, you have to have a little bit of luck when you're drafting, too. I think Detroit got Datsyuk and Zetterberg in, like, the fifth and seventh rounds.
Yeah.
And those are all-star players. So there's obviously a little bit of luck involved and some good scouting. That's obviously it. But the Gaudreau, with his size, I mean, nobody really ever thought that he would turn out. They just knew that he was skilled. Then he's gotten into a situation, too, where the game has changed a little bit. You know, if you would have got drafted in the 90s, you probably would have never played. Now you're allowed to have some smaller players.
And can your skill set keep you in the game if you're smaller like that? I guess it can.
I think now it can. I think the game has a lot more speed to it and a lot more skill to it. So I think these smaller, faster players are becoming effective. It's almost like the goalies have all gotten a lot bigger and the players have gotten a little bit smaller. So with his skill, right, I mean, he should be able to stay a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Corey, thank you so much for joining us again. I mean, great insight.
Always great.
You add so much to the show. Yeah. We totally appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
It's all good, bud.
All right.
Have a great day.
Good to talk to you, too, buddy. Thank you. Corey Hirsch.
The great Corey Hirsch throwing awesome. Right there. Johnny Hockey.
Yeah. He told us what was
there
up.
There you go. I know. Jeez.
Well, Johnny Hockey, I'm not a big Calgary fan, but I think he's great.
Not right now.
No, I'm certainly not now.
You've fallen in love with too many people. You've gone on too many blind dates this year.
I know.
And now your mistress is in trouble.
Now she's in trouble.
Winnipeg. You love Minnesota.
I know. I don't like Winnipeg anymore. I'm dumping Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to look at, and your wife, you got to take, pay, start paying attention to your wife now, too.
Yeah, well, we do.
It, well, it got scary now for Detroit because now they're Boston's winning a couple there in a row, and now they're only about 4 or 5 ahead.
Only a couple points.
You know, I'd love to see the Red Wings keep the streak alive and everything. And I'm not even going to worry about it, but I'm just saying it's.
No, it's a little nerve wracking.
Yeah, it's a little.
I'm trying not to look.
Yeah. Do not look. We brought up with Corey. I was the other night. I was thinking about who the what the best lines in hockey are.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And to me, and I did it like this. I didn't list like everyone's lines, like you know, like okay, we'll just pick every first line as the best lines in hockey. I want to go like the best first line, the best second line,
okay,
the best third line, the best fourth line. So to me, the best first line in hockey is Perry, Getzlaf, and whoever's the other guy.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
on
sometimes
that.
They have Maroon. Sometimes they have Bonino. They had the you know Smith Pelly before he went to Montreal. But you know, I just think those two guys just absolutely dominate.
Oh, come on, those two. I was just reading an article about Getzlaf. He's just an amazing player.
Was he stopping trains with? Is he jumping over tall buildings?
He'll be doing that soon.
Yeah,
yeah. The guy is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah,
and what the article was talking about was his leadership ability.
Yeah, I mean, I just see it. He leads me. I'd follow him through through a brick wall. My other, I guess, second, third, whatever. But I think I love the Canucks first line right now. I mean, Rabat is playing. I mean, you talk about, like I said, I made a mistake on him. And the Sedins are setting him up, and they are just, they're loaded for bear right now.
Yep.
And the other one I said, third place, I think, or maybe second place, close runner up is Calgary with Hudler, Monahan, and Johnny Hockey.
Yeah, pretty good line, man.
How many big goals has Johnny Hockey scored?
He's just been great.
He's like if Johnny Football really was any good in the pros. He's like he's playing like Johnny Football did at Texas A&M.
Exactly. If Manziel lived up to his hype,
yeah,
he would be as remotely. Good as Johnny
I think
Hockey.
He does it happy hour, right?
Well, yeah. There he is, the king. But you're
I'm
right.
I'm Johnny Hockey at happy. I'm Joey Hockey at happy.
Joey Hockey.
I'm Joey Hockey at happy. I like the inverse happy hours, the ones that start at midnight and go till 2.
I like the way you were watching the playoffs on the beach.
Oh, yeah. That was great. You have to come this year.
Yeah.
You have to come this year.
That's the unique Southern California experience.
It, right there with the great Nate Craig.
Yeah, man. You're right on the beach. You're watching the playoffs.
He wants to come back. When the playoffs start, we're going to have a whole slew of all the Blackhawks fans will be out.
Nate Craig is awesome, man. Yeah. Yeah, he'll be seeing those guys.
He'll be on the show. We're going to bring I think Mr. Bag is coming for the –
got to get Bag back. Where's the Bag man?
He's been busy.
He's got to be happy with Vancouver's season.
That's what I said. I can't believe he stayed away this far.
No, you'd think he'd like to come on here and start crowing about it.
I think he's coming for the playoff extravaganza show.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
He saves it up for the big moments.
Yeah. That's why I said, I can't believe you're missing this chance. And he's like, I think he can make it. His flight can let him make it. So he's out there. I mean,
we got to get Ian Bag back.
Got to get him back. So my second line, I'll throw a little love to the 70s line. I think the best second line in hockey.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, they're a little bit slow. I mean, they've hit the skid a little bit right now. But when Carter and Toffoli,
that's a
originally
good line.
Pearson, and then now it's Dwight King. I love Mr.
And
King.
Pearson's coming back. If they get in the playoffs,
whoa,
that's what I read.
All right, there you go. A little breaking news.
But it's I read he's kind of, you know.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about a break is it heals on schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much, that's right. So they are saying he should be back if they get in the playoffs.
Okay. You know who skated, or you know who was at practice today in Chicago?
Don't tell me. That's all we need.
Patrick Kane. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we need for him to come
back.
Well,
I'll be happy to see Mr. Kane in the playoffs.
Because I have a feeling.
At the end of June. Or the middle of June. I'd be happy to play Patrick Kane.
I have a feeling Chicago's going to do well in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
Which leads the other second line I really like is Tampa Bay's kids.
Oh yeah, sure.
All the kids they have down there.
Yeah.
I can look them up to name them because right now I'm having a brain freeze, but I won't. But their second line is great. All those young little
guys. Young kids. They got some great young kids.
Third line. Speak of the devil, best third line in hockey is your Chicago Blackhawks.
Yep.
I mean, they got your buddy Bickle.
Bickle's my boy. This is when he starts to play.
Yeah.
Watch out for Bickle right now.
Yeah, yeah. Bickle, Shaw playing center.
Yeah.
And then they got Brandon Saad now on that third line.
That's a good line.
That's a great third line. That's a great third line.
It is.
You don't get – like, that's the epitome of a third line. Big guys, rough guys, checking guys that can score.
Yeah, that line's scary.
Yeah, like that's the best third line in hockey. And the best fourth line in hockey, we've said for many a time, is that on the island with a guy I love, Clutterbuck, Casey Cizikas at center, and then a man among boys, Mr. Matt Martin.
Well, and I've become a Clutterbuck fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard not to be a Clutterbuck fan.
Yeah. Clutterbuck's cool.
He kills penalties. He plays the body.
He works hard out there.
Yeah. And that's why when people say, why do you hate Minnesota? They got rid of Clutterbuck. Oh, Minnesota wanted me to talk nice about him. And I think I did this week.
You did.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to root for him.
No.
So,
but we are impressed with their goalie.
Very impressed with their goalie. And they have solid defense. And Parise is living up to his contract.
Still, to me, one of the best players in the league.
He's one of your favorites.
He's
living up to his contract.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to make the big, big bucks, then you got to
play big.
Then you got to play. You got to play like Malkin. You got to play like Sid. You got to play like Taves.
Well, you know, it's funny.
You got to play like Kane.
We all know how good Drew Doughty is.
Yes.
But I remember reading when he first signed his big contract, his first big contract, which I think was last year, his play tapered off just for a little bit. And then he kicked it into gear. And he said it was because that big contract hanging over his head, it was new to him. And it made him kind of nervous, and he didn't play as well for a little bit. That's what he said, yeah. Because, you know, he felt a responsibility to play even better.
Right.
So he was pushing, he was trying a little too hard.
Well, it is kind of funny now. So, isn't it sometimes that I feel like sometimes the more money I get for a show, the less good I do. I didn't.
Well,
use a
I
good
think
word.
That's.
You ever
what,
get paid a ton for a show?
Yeah, yeah.
And you kind of like, yeah, that
those
wasn't
are
very,
always the ones that go
very
weird.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. Because I think it's added pressure.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
And I hope I talked to the mic, Andrew, on that one. Because I was looking, because my brain for Tyler Johnson, the center for
sure.
Tampa, is amazing. And he played with Palat. Palat's great. And I love Jonathan Drouin. I had him on my fantasy team. But Drouin's been hurt like all year. But the Tyler Johnson kid, it's a one man.
Yeah.
It's a one man.
Yeah,
wrecking.
That kid.
It's a one man wrecking crew.
Do we have to do the awards? Are we at the awards?
Yeah, I think we do have to do the awards.
All right.
Which one do you want to go? Well, we can do fantasy first.
Okay, let's go with fantasy. How's it going in the fantasy world?
Well, I'm not in it anymore.
You've been out for a while, bro.
Yeah, I'm the Flyers of fantasy. But right now, it's basically it's this. We have elbowing the great Jose Galvez.
Jose.
He cracked triple digits. They said it couldn't be done this year.
Wow.
He's 100.5 points.
See, I knew he was smart at
this. Cream at the top right there.
Wow.
And then 8.5 back is Giroux's butt grab.
Oh, okay.
So, well, other than
so Jose's
that,
got this.
Well, there's 1 week left. So I don't know if he's going to pull. I think in our league, you can't sit everybody. So I guess someone will have to play. You know, I mean, I guess if his goalie gets lit up, you know, 10-0 or something.
Maybe.
But I think he's.
Other than that,
it might be. It's his to lose.
There you
I
go.
Should say. It's
Jose,
his,
our buddy.
It's his to lose. Now we want to do the save of the week.
Save of the week. Yeah. Like save. All right.
I think you saw this. You saw this save on the island. Jonathan Quick did the splits. And just robbed Anders Lee.
Great save.
Yeah, that was a great one. Then we have Kari Ramo from the Calgary Flames absolutely robbed your boy Zach Parise, who was all alone standing right in front of the net.
Well, there's two reasons I'm not voting for him. Because I didn't like him robbing Zach.
Right.
And also, he's with Calgary.
Right. San Jose's Stalock came across and robbed Gino on the, the big push off the foot, slide across and saved him. Saved the game, San Jose got a point out of that one. And then probably the most ridiculous save of the whole week was our boy from Pittsburgh, Johnny Gibson, on a Henrik of the Devils. Just a ridiculous, like, behind-the-back save. Like, he just back-turned and swatted it. It's pretty crazy.
That's a crazy save.
Did you see that one?
I saw on the highlights. Yeah.
That was a ridiculous.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But you know who I'm going to vote for? Is it my vote or yours?
It's your vote. You're the good official.
I'm going with Quickie.
Of course you're going to go for Quickie. That was
just because I like Quickie.
That was the Chicago mayor vote there.
That was a great save, though.
It was a great save on Anders.
And Gibby, honorable mention on that great save he made, too.
Yes. Now, this is an honorable mention for an award, because it's not an award at all, because I stand by my captain, but it did happen. People loved when I said they should call the coming out of the box and scoring a goal the Claude Lemieux.
Yeah.
But we won't dignify that award on the show.
Thank you, my friend.
For you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But Tanner Glass did do that last week, so there's no award.
Yeah,
but he just popped out of the box. And
I just don't want to call it the Claude Lemieux has done.
Exactly.
I don't want to.
So that's why we don't. That's why we
come on. I'm a Red Wings fan.
That's why we don't do it.
All right, beautiful.
That's why we don't do it. But I just
have no music for that either.
No, not.
We're going with Tanner Glass.
It happened. It's like this week we actually have a Bob Probert.
How about this?
We have a couple of them.
Yeah. Bad to the Bone Award. Probert Award.
Yes.
All right.
And we have three people who've earned, well, two and a half. The great Derek Engeland, Disco Dan's favorite defenseman of all time. He had two fights but no official rough. So he gets the half. I watched the game. I thought he had a rough. I went back today, digitally checked the box scores. Did not get a rough, but he gets an honorable mention because he had two fights in one. He had two goals in one game, and he hasn't had two goals since junior.
Yeah.
So, a legitimate tough guy. Now we have Mr. Slater from the Winnipeg Jets got the Gordie Howe hat trick.
You gotta love that.
So that's even higher than the Bob Probert Award in general and statistically.
Yeah.
So he gets that, and then the other one is my man Steve Downey for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Basically Shane Doan, captain, tough guy, not a tough guy, fighter guy, but it's solid, just NHLer, level Tanger. Tanger has a concussion now; he's out. So what does Downey do? Steps up, fights Doan, pretty much wins the fight, then scores the big game winner on the power play. The epitome of the Bob Probert Award. We should actually have some outro music for that.
Yeah, we almost did
that. The epitome Bobby.
That's our winner.
There you go.
Yeah. Bad as a bone. And he got the game winner.
Yeah, game on the power play.
So he is our Bob Probert Award winner.
There
this
we go.
Week. Awesome.
We have two more awards to give out. We'll do Dio last. Right now, we'll go to the Goon of the Week.
Goon of the Week. And a lot of action there for Goon of the Week this week. All right.
Here we go. Andrew once again on it.
Right on the money, man.
He does not take a regular season week off. He doesn't just say it's the dull days of late March. Just now,
he doesn't care. He's always on his game.
He's always on his game.
And he's never played better since junior high.
No. man of many traits. Okay, we have your buddy, Drew Doughty.
Yep.
Absolutely crushed our buddy, Cal Clutterbuck.
Like both those guys.
Yeah. And the reason why he did, he was pissed because Tavares.
I saw that. Took his stick, man.
Took his stick, which was on the.
That got Doughty pretty pissed.
Yeah, he did. It's hard to crush Clutterbuck.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to basically have like the Honda, the giveaway on the ice.
Yeah.
But he did. And then this is, I like bringing this up because Colburn absolutely crushed Fontaine in Minnesota. Not because he's from Minnesota, but he got led. He got Fontaine got he was looking back for the sucker pass.
Uh huh.
You know the pass up the middle, looking back for the sucker pass. So
right. You can't do that.
This is not a good one for Mr. Mr. Tanner Glass. He hit our favorite Adam McQuaid with the butt end of his stick in a cross check punch.
That's an old trick.
It's an old original six right there. Yep. Yeah. So that one out there. So then, same game. Bartkowski hit Tanner Glass, crushed him, and then McQuaid, and then
Shepherd.
And then Shepherd stepped in. Shepherd stepped in to avenge Tanner Glass. Little typo right there. I apologize.
Yeah.
Here's a Red Wing guy you never really see. Pulkkinen, right? They're up on Tampa by 4 goals in that huge game. They won a huge game. Detroit won that big game over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Pulkkinen was about to get crushed in the boards, so he slashed the guy. I thought it was a nice touch.
Yeah, you got to like that.
And then we had our guy, Penguin guy, Como. Hit Campbell in the boards. They call it a major boarding. We didn't really hit him from the back completely, hit him from the side, but he bloodied his face pretty good. So that was some old school hockey.
Yeah.
In the Penguins San Jose game, Brian Engblom got hit with a puck, got like 30 stitches in between the benches. And NBC guy Brian Engblom, who's for my money, is the best national color guy.
You know, I've met that guy a couple times, and he's a great guy and very knowledgeable.
Oh yeah, well, he's won a bunch of cups with Montreal.
Yeah, man, but he's a good player too.
Oh, he was a great defenseman. Yeah. He played defense in the dynasty.
Yeah,
Scotty Bowman didn't hand out those sweaters.
No, he didn't.
You know, that's the dynasty of the Montreal Canadiens.
Engblom's was a good player,
and for everyone who on Twitter,
he's still tough.
Oh, yeah, he came right back.
Yeah, he's tough.
And for people that said, "Hey, why couldn't that have been Pierre?"
Oh.
It was a bunch of them on Twitter and Facebook. Pierre's too short. It went right over
his head. Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
It was wishful thinking, but
nice try, guys.
Then we had Richie from Dallas. Headhunted Monahan on Calgary way after the whistle. Not cool, or maybe not after the whistle, but after the puck left him. Not cool, man. Don't go after the young kids, Richie. You know better. Game was meaningless game. Saad absolutely got sandwiched. You saw that hit by Clifford and Doughty.
Right, yeah.
Saad's my boy. Didn't like to see that. Now, Buff gets Goon of the Week. I'm sorry, because he had two absolute BS things. One was when he hit Shaw on the ground, knocked him cleanly, then he slapped him. Like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? But like toying with him. Like, Buff, uncool. You want to do that? Play in the Ontario, beer league, not in the NHL. And then his cross check of JT Miller last night when Miller was on the ground,
no,
in the neck, no, no.
We like Buff, but we don't like that.
Yeah, not good, Buff.
No.
Not good, Buff. Now, not in the NHL, in a league in Sweden, and I put this on the Puck Off Facebook page, and thank you everyone again for liking the Facebook page. This guy pulled the sickest thing I've ever seen. He pulled like a Dale Hunter thing, but I didn't even see Hunter do it. In warmups, he skated over and just slashed the guy in the back of the leg, the best player on the other team.
Wow. In Sweden?
Yeah, in warmups. I guess he played for Montreal, or he played for Toronto and the Rangers over here a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just, in the middle of warm-ups, just skates to center ice, and the guy was stretching and just slashed him.
Wow, dude.
You gotta check it out.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I mean,
it's crazy. And I guess he played the game, but now he's kicked out of the league forever, and the police are looking into it.
Wow, that's crazy.
But right. That's an honorable mention one. And then so now.
All right, let's pick our Goon of the Week.
There you go.
Your pick. Yeah, Daddy. I like that little stick incident there. Let's see. Shepherd stepping in was good. I guess I'm going to go with Doughty crushing Clutterbuck after the stick incident because I just liked it how mad he got. You know, you never see Doughty get too mad.
No.
But he did not like having Tavares take his stick.
Yeah. You got to be mad to hit Clutterbuck like that.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, not against the board. At the red dot.
Yeah, he just wanted some payback.
Yeah.
So that's my pick.
There's your pick. All right. Now we got the...
one more award.
Very special, Ronnie James Dio.
It's our Man of the Week.
Man of the Week. Now, I kind of hate sentimentality on television, like especially with the March Madness and all this stuff. But no one does nice things for people more than the NHL.
Yeah, I agree.
Whether it be, you know, crippled kids or veterans or whatever. So this week, I mean, we don't talk about it too much because it's just a downer that, you know, nothing really has gone right for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
True.
But this Saturday night, they had a Make-A-Wish kid come in and they gave him the full, you know, the full money. Player, you know, got to sit on the bench and, you know, got signed to a contract and got to do the morning skating. I think every team does it. It's a great thing. His favorite player is Tyler Bozak.
Right.
Bozak got a hat trick that night.
He is the Man of the Week.
It doesn't get better than that.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, we usually give the awards a real award, but tug the heartstrings. We got to give it to Tyler Bozak.
No, that's great.
You know, and I'll be doing the Dio benefit once again this year in a couple weeks. So thinking of charity, but. That's that. So
no, that's wonderful. Hats off to Bozak.
Yeah, and the whole organization did it right. Because let's face it, they've only got nothing but bad publicity for the last 6 months.
Yeah, they've had a weird year.
They could have just, you know, I mean, I'm whatever. Say, hey, good going, kid, and take a picture.
But that's a special moment for the kid.
Yeah, they really awesome. Stepped up, and that was really, really
and
nice.
So did
though.
He. Yeah, he's our Man of the Week.
Yeah. Well, looking ahead, the Sens are still around. The Senators are still in it. I think we got to say that Mark Mathot. Everyone's talking about the Hamburglar, but Mathot came in and then came back from the injury, and paired up with Carlson. Now Carlson's back in the Norris Trophy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something about having a stay-home defenseman that can play 30 minutes a game lets guys open up, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it does. Well, what do you think? It's down to the wire here.
Yeah, that's and Barbecue Bruce is playing tricks with his defenseman again.
Well, you know, it's time of year. Come on, man.
It wasn't enough fun screwing around with his goaltending. He's gonna mess with
not the, enough for Barbecue.
He's going to mess with the heads. I wouldn't mess too much
with what that team's doing. They are really good. You know, I'd sort of just let them.
Yeah, you know, and the Pens. Now the Pens are playing. Speaking of messing defense, but now they're only playing with five because of salary cap issues.
Is Letang coming back? What's going on there?
I don't know. Of course, when he's playing great all year, now he's hurt. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Erhoff, the pantsuit, he's probably never coming back. But Letang, you know, they're high on Pouliot, but man, Pouliot got worked over physically, by Joe Vitale. I mean, not exactly Lucic. Not exactly Ovi, the big guys. Joe Vitale, third line guy on the Arizona. Or the Phoenix, whoever they're called.
Well, you know what? I don't want to be selfish, but I'm going to ask you if my two teams get in. Do the Red Wings get in? Do the Kings get in?
I think the fact that you're even bringing this up, we're insulting the great organization of the Detroit Red Wings.
Well, the Wings are in,
yeah,
I think.
Because, Datsuk's back now. So yeah, I think
they're in.
And they're going to play Mrazek and let
– Yeah, I see
and
that.
And let Jimmy Howard work it out, you know, next
– I agree with
in,
that,
in September.
Actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with that. And what
the
do you think
Kings?
Kings.
Yes, because I think that – losing Byfuglien – remember when Winnipeg was on the fence and then Buff – got hurt, and then it's like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. And then they kind of survived, but they slipped a little. Then they let Minnesota catch them. I think losing Buff now for a couple – you think a couple games – I think that's going to hurt him.
Well, you know what? I think it does, too. And, you know, during the Goon of the Week presentation, yeah. I was saying, well, we didn't like when Buff did that. But you know what? I did like when Buff did that because we got rid of him for a few games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're right. If the Kings are going to get in, I think it's going to have to, you know, come down to Winnipeg.
Because I think that, you know, I think Slap and Shaw wasn't cool either. Like, I know they're not going to – I think that might be, like – You look at, like, you know what, if you're thinking, if you're Shanny's, whoever the guy is, if you're thinking, two or three, you know, that was Bush League, give him three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think you kind of add up what he's been doing. I mean, he's going to get more than one.
Three would be great. Three, if you're a Kings fan.
Yeah, three would be great for the Kings. Because I don't think they're going to catch Calgary.
I don't either.
I think Calgary's going to stay high because now Hiller's back too. So even if you think you're taxing Ramo, you know,
I think they got to go wild card.
And Krejci's back playing now in Boston with Bergeron. Now Boston has two really good lines. So I think Ottawa's in trouble. I think Florida's done.
Yep.
And I think Ottawa's in trouble.
And I think Boston gets in.
I think Boston's in.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting. We haven't talked about Montreal in a while because they kind of been skating around, and they haven't beaten Tampa Bay all year.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Bishop in the Clutch fan, but it's gonna be weird. But now Tampa Bay, Hedman's banged up. Garrison might not.
The East is
so wide open. Letang, it's a headache. Take an Excedrin. We'll leave on that.
Yeah,
note,
you
I
need
guess.
Him back.
Yeah, right.
It's the first time I've heard you root that loudly for him.
Oh, I used to love Tanger's like my high school sweetheart.
I liked the guy, man.
I used to love Tanger, and then he got paid too. And he was playing stupid and got paid too much money.
I just like his style of play.
You love all the, you know.
I like those skaters, Bobby Orr types.
You do.
Yeah,
the original
the
six.
The defenseman who can skate.
Original six
and play.
Well, I get I'm out and about doing stand up. I know you're in a hurry, so I'm.
Well, I'm at KLOS Sunday nights. You're going to be where?
Like I said, I'm out. I don't have them in front of me, so we'll wrap it up.
Well, go see Joe. Do his stand up though when you get a chance. He's really great.
Thank you,
and one of the best. And
great
I'm on
show
Sunday
this
nights.
Weekend. You had the great Gottfried was so
Gottfried
funny.
Was funny, wasn't
and,
he?
You know, and also too, you know, I mean, Frazier's so great. His guests are great. You play the best music.
Thanks, buddy.
Godfrey was killing me. I'm like, this is great. And usually when this music comes on, I was like, when Jesus left Chicago. I mean, that's one of my all-time.
Oh, one of mine, too.
Yeah, that's the best. And Sunshine of Your Love. It doesn't get better than that.
Wow.
So
thank you.
You listen to us, listen to Frazier on the Mothership.
Sunday nights, 10 to 2.
We really appreciate everyone listening. We love it. Coming back, we got some big guests coming up. As always, the great Corey Hirsch. Thank him.
Thank you, Corey Hirsch. And thank you, Joe Bartnick. This is Frazier Smith for Puck Off. We are out.